Drew Tate just got rocked.
Right, it was penalty called flag. A headshot.
He just got absolutely pasted.
Take us through what happened and how you were able to stay in the game.
Man, I got hit in the head. I don't remember the first half.
Now, that comment has become the subject of quite the investigation. Two investigative journalists here. Steve Simmons, good to see you. Bruce Arthur, same thing.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, you guys are investigative journalists. So tell me where this goes. Is his comment at the end of the first half relevant? That when he said, I don't remember anything, yet the stamps say he passed all the tests.
If he passed all the tests and he didn't remember the first half, that was a little flippant. It was kind of hard to tell. But if he meant that, then that's a test they're missing, because short-term memory loss is it's indicative that he had a brain injury.
Yeah, but if you look at that and you look at the expression on his face and you listen to the words, he's being glib.
Right.
He's being glib.
But what if he's not?
But you can tell that he's being glib. Because if he was hit in the head and he didn't remember the first half, he would have said it with a whole lot different tone than that.
What if he's got a brain injury then? Maybe he wouldn't say it in a different tone.
No, because be comical. If your brain was rattled at that moment, you're not going to be comical. You're going to say, I don't remember the first half. You're going to be concerned about it. You're not going to be smiling about it.
I would rather test him on short-term memory than test him on how happy he is telling me he has no short-term memory.
You guys were both at the Eastern Final, right?
Yeah.
The Argos and the Eskimos. So please explain to me how you watch the start of this game and Ricky Ray as quarterback in the Argonauts, and he ended up having a solid game. And Kerry Joseph, who had retired, who's 39 years old, is quarterbacking the Edmonton Eskimos. Not to rip into Kerry Joseph, but how did Ray become an Argo? There's got to be a conspiracy.
Except that maybe it's not a conspiracy. Maybe the simplest explanation is that Eric Tillman made a really bad trade. He made a bad bet. He bet that he could do with Steven Giles what he did in Saskatchewan when he traded away Kerry Joseph and had Darian Durant as a backup.
When the day the trade was made, I called Eric and I said, okay, I'm dumb. Tell me what happened here. And he went into this long explanation about salary cap, about how much money Ricky Ray took on the payroll, about how he couldn't pay all these other players, the bonuses he wanted to play, everything else. Economically, what he said made sense if he had another quarterback,
exactly.
Which he didn't have.
Also, there's 15 guys on the defense of the Edmonton Eskimos who are unsigned this year.
Yeah, but those were the guys he was supposed to be taking care of by trading Ray away.
So, investigative journalism, National Hockey League right now. Not much going on today, right? Fear and Bettman will be together. Would you like to sit between them tonight at the Hockey Hall of Fame induction ceremonies?
Well, I'd have to talk to one or the other because I probably couldn't talk to both at the same time.
Who would you talk to?
I think I'd go back and forth. Right now, this deal, it's insane where they're getting right now. And we're all getting into this doom and gloom, which I don't totally buy, because the last time they canceled the season, it happened in February. But the fact that the NHL came back all of a sudden with contracting issues on Sunday night, they said there's no give and take because all the not the money, the contracting issues is what's going to stop them. This is high-level negotiating right now, or it's kamikaze insanity.
I'd ask for another seat. I don't want any.
I don't want to be there, man.
What?
I want
no,
to be
I don't,
there.
I don't want to be there. I don't want to touch either of them because I don't want that germ to come near me.
Is this an attempt on the part of the NHL to break what looks to be a rock-solid union right now?
I don't know about break. I think they want to win. I think they want to win.
And
I think they want to reshape their financial picture and make more money. And that's what they're still pushing for. I think they still want to get to 50-50 right now. I think all the other stuff is vapor. 50-50 right now is what they want.
You would think that they would want hockey back. That would be the number one priority, get the game back. The number one priority is to get the economics back and to crush the other guys.
Donald Fear the best leader this union has ever had?
Yes and no. And here's the thing.
Yes, I thought it was just going to be a yes.
No, it's a yes or no, because in the one hand, he's driven the NHL nuts. Like, they've never dealt with anything like this. He has managed to keep the union together and very well informed. He's an excellent advocate for the players. But is he going to strike the best deal short and long term for these guys? That I'm still not sure about.
We'll give you a chance when we return. Let's imagine, though, a world where there is no Lockett, a kinder, gentler world. Windows 8, by the way, is with us here at OTR, and they are the monitor behind me. They present to us the conference standings. EA Sports, after 6 weeks, look what it is. The Montreal Canadiens in first place, the Leafs in ninth spot right now. And then in the West, the Calgary Flames were 3-for-3 this week, and we're going to show you how they did it with the EA Sports Week 6 recap right now. Here's your hockey highlights. The story for the Calgary Flames was their goaltender, Mika Kiprusoff. You know who told him how to play? It was Jamie McLennan. Kiprusoff, outstanding. He started three games. He won three games. Meanwhile, Jerome McGinley had a couple goals as well. The Flames red hot right now. Before we show you our goal of the week, remember this back in 2005?
Spezza one-on-three, not great odds. We'll see what he can do. Inside out,
Surrey said he left, he took my jock and threw it up in the stands. And here is the goal of the week this week. That's one look. Jason Spezza on Brooks Orpik made him look sick. And even Mike Camilleri thought it was pretty cool.
Spezza's goal last night was so good. Actually, I'm going to text him right now and tell him how good it was. I think that was my goal of the year.